This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is considering stricter guidelines for its emergency authorization of a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Several news outlets are reporting on the matter. The proposed new rules would require observation of participants in late-stage clinical trials for at least 2 months after they receive a second and final dose of an experimental vaccine. The guidelines would also look for at least 5 severe cases of COVID-19 in volunteers who received a neutral version of the vaccine known as a placebo. If the new rules are adopted, an authorization for a new vaccine would come well after the November 3rd presidential election. President Donald Trump has been saying for several weeks that a coronavirus vaccine would be available either in October or right before Election Day. Russian paratroopers parachuted into Belarus on Wednesday for joint military drills, according to the Ministry of Defense. The drills came the same day President Alexander Lukashenko was sworn in for a new term. His inauguration has been announced as illegitimate by the opposition, which has continued to call for protests against his 26-year rule. The opposition accuses him of massive vote rigging and has staged more than 6 weeks of mass protests demanding his resignation. The United States and European Union are drawing up sanctions against officials involved in the election and a subsequent crackdown by security forces. A vehicle that could be large enough to carry an intercontinental ballistic missile has been spotted at a North Korean parade training site. Some analysts predict North Korea might unveil a new solid-fuel ICBM at the parade. We have more on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is saying goodbye to the late U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg starting Wednesday morning. Ginsburg's casket arrived at the Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. for a private ceremony attended by her family and her fellow justices. The casket will then be moved to the building's front steps and lie in repose for public viewing until Thursday. Her casket resting on the same wooden platform built for the casket of President Abraham Lincoln after his assassination in 1865. Ginsburg died last Friday at the age of 87 of metastatic pancreatic cancer, ending a 27-year tenure on the nation's highest court. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was discharged Wednesday from a Berlin hospital, his release raising the prospect of his eventual return to Russia little more than a month after falling ill from a poisoning attack that has strained already difficult Russia-West relations. Navalny spent much of the past 32 days in Germany in an artificially induced coma and under heavy police protection. A statement from the hospital treating him read his condition has improved enough for him to be discharged, and that doctors believe he will make a full recovery. A leading critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, Navalny fell violently ill August 20th while flying home during a campaign trip from Siberia to Moscow. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has delivered a defiant speech to the UN General Assembly Wednesday. The fiery speech coming as his nation deals with the Middle East's worst coronavirus outbreak and a weakened economy. Rouhani insisted it is the U.S. that will surrender to Iran's resilience. He also used the George Floyd killing as a metaphor for U.S. treatment of his country, saying that it is reminiscent of our own experience. Tensions have run dangerously high this year between Tehran and Washington under President Donald Trump, who has imposed punishing sanctions on Iran. The U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky, is bracing for an announcement related to the police-involved shooting death of Breonna Taylor. The state attorney general is expected to announce whether he will charge the police officers involved in the young black woman's death. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher issued a state of emergency on Tuesday due to the potential for civil unrest. Interim Police Chief Robert Schroeder told reporters that police were erecting barricades around downtown Louisville this week and limiting vehicle traffic. You can read this full story on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.